Have I got football fever or have I got World Cup fever? Ha ha ha. Not at all. I'm not really a football fan. I'm not a sports fan at all, to be quite honest, although I did take an interest in the Olympics and the Paralympics because it was being held here mostly, and I have watched it other years as well and taken an interest in it. Yeah? Yeah, I'm just doing... I won't be a minute. When I come down... Hold on a minute, excuse me. Okay, sorry about that. My husband wanted the number, phone number for somewhere and I couldn't go down yet because I'm actually doing dialysis at the moment. He just brought me a cup of tea up, bless him. No, I'm not really interested in the World Cup per se because I think it's so hyped up. The England team... I'm not saying they're useless, but they're made out to be every time in this and the European Championships to be better than they are. And everyone goes in with such high hopes and then they're dashed usually pretty quite quickly. And we're living off the back of this 1966 victory, which was probably a fluke anyway. And my ex-husband is a huge football fan. I don't know what he thinks about football, the World Cup. He's a Tottenham Hotspurs supporter, and my eldest son is as well, and he's away. He'll be back on Sunday from Philadelphia, so we'll see if he takes an interest in it or not. But to be honest, it's going to be pretty low key in this house because my husband's not a football fan either, my current husband. And to be honest, if I support anyone this year, I'm going to be supporting Nigeria. I'm not very patriotic. I think the England team, I don't even know who's in the team, to be honest, and I'm not getting anywhere fast today now. My mum's just called me. I'm not very patriotic at the best of times, to be fair, and I think I'm sick of England letting the side down every time. I feel sorry for the fans that go out there, and I'll probably, if I eat my words, that's a good thing if they end up doing quite well. But I feel sorry for the fans who look forward to it and then they get disappointed. And so I'm not going to be a part of that. I know there are some people that don't take any interest in football as a rule, and then they like the World Cup, which is fair enough if they're supporting their country. But I'm going to support Nigeria this year. If I support anybody, I'm going to take an interest in what they're doing. I don't even know what group they're in, but I know they're in it. I think they are anyway. I think they've got a pretty good team. I don't know about world class, but they've won the African Cup of Nations several times, I think. And my husband's not a football fan either, so at least I haven't got to suffer that, him staying up at all hours watching the rubbish. I'll just be content to hear it in the news and sports news on the radio. And if I can find a Nigeria flag somewhere, I might stick it out my window. I did have one, but I lost it in Nigeria. It fell out the taxi or the back of the vehicle we were in. If I can find one somewhere, I'll stick it out the window. I'm sure that there will be one to be had somewhere. So I will display it somewhere on my property if I can find one. But I won't be having any other England flags up or anything like that. Anyway, I'm sorry if people don't agree with what I have to say, but we're all entitled to our views. It's a free country. I'm not going to say I'm fed up with hearing about it because I don't really think there's been that much about it. It's been pretty low key so far, but I'm sure that's all going to change when it actually kicks off, which is today sometime, I do believe. Anyway, that's all I've got to say, and I'll speak soon.